So a lot of you might have heard about the 2020 Olympics composer being forced to resign over comments he made about bullying of people with a disability. He's pretty well known in Japan for his work with Flipper's guitar, and outside of Japan for his work as Cornelius. His real name is Keigo Oyamada. I was pretty shocked to read the comments. I've been a little bit of a fan of Cornelius's work for quite a few years. You know, listened to his music, gone to see him play live. When I first heard that he was in trouble for these comments from quite a while ago, 25 years ago, nearly a quarter of a century ago, I thought, oh, maybe this is a bit of a beat up of some kind of accountability culture or something. Anyway, so I went back and read the comments, and they're actually pretty bad. What he says is pretty bad, but also the way he says it is quite shocking, because he doesn't sound particularly apologetic, or it almost sounds like he's bragging in some way, or trying to make himself sound cool. So the comments are from the Rockin' On Japan magazine from 1994, and they're actually quite long, so I'm not going to go through and translate the whole thing. It's quite a large expose with a lot of pages, and he goes through not just one instance of abuse, but he looks at how he sort of abused several different people across several different times. So there's his time in elementary school and middle school and high school, so it's actually quite a significant time period. I'm not going to go through it all. I'll just take a few excerpts, because I think it's important for people not just to have a general idea of the controversy, but also some of the specifics of what he said and the tone of what he said. Some of the most damning things about what he said is are all the little laughter comments that are in the text. So in Japanese it's written as warai, but yeah, he'll say something and then laugh, and then say something and then laugh. So I've included all those in the translation. Also, I've tried to translate the tone so that it matches his sort of casual, almost trash talking kind of vibe. So I have used quite a few swear words in my translation, just so you're aware. If you are interested in Japanese culture and deep dives into language and culture, hit subscribe and let's take a look. It starts with,
Ata yappari uchi wa ijime ga honto sugokatta na.
So, you know, the way I was picking on people was pretty fucked up.
Demo ijimete hou datte yutta jan.
Like you said, you were on the bullying side, right?
Ijimete ta.
Yeah, I was picking on people. Looking back, I was really doing some fucked up shit. So let me use this platform to offer my apology. Laughs. Or something like that. You know, I was really doing some beyond the pale stuff, believe me.
Yatcha ikenai koto wo.
Like, things that shouldn't be done.
もう人の道に反してること。だってもう本当に全裸にしてぐるぐるに紐を巻いて女に刺してさ、うんこを食わしたりさ、うんこを食わした上にバックドロップしたりさ。
Yeah, I guess you could say I was really getting off the straight and narrow path. You know, I was doing stuff like making people get naked, then wrapping them up with a thread and making them jerk off. I made them eat shit. And after making them eat shit, I made them do wrestling-style backslams.
だけど僕が直接やるわけじゃないんだよ。僕はアイディアを提供するだけで。
笑い。But it wasn't me that was actually doing the stuff. I was just the provider of ideas. Laughs.
アイディア提供して横で見てて、冷や汗かいて興奮だけ味わってるという笑い。
So you were the one looking on from the sidelines with a cold sweat, savoring the excitement of it all. Laughs.
そうそう。こうやったら面白いじゃないのって笑い。
Yes, yes, like, wouldn't it be fun if we tried this? Laughs.
ドキドキして見てるみたいな。
Like you were just watching on, getting off with your blood pumping.
So, so.
Warai. Totally. Laughs.
一番立ち悪いじゃん。
That makes you the worst one out, right?
今考えると本当にひどいわ。
Yeah, looking back, it was pretty fucked up. And this is a different section where they start talking about someone he abused called Sawada-san. Kame no koto. So Sawada's a fake name.
沢田ってやつがいて、There was this guy, 沢田。こいつはかなりエポックメイキングな男で転校してきたんですよ。小学校2年生ぐらいの時に。He was one epoch-making guy who switched across to our school around year 2 of elementary school. それはもう学校中に衝撃が走っておらい。And I tell you, it sent shockwaves through the school. Laughs. だって転校してきて自己紹介とかするじゃないですか。もういきなり言語障害っぽい口調で沢田ですとか言ってさ、わあすごいってなるんじゃないですか。So when you switch across to a new school, the first thing you do is a self-introduction, right? And right off the bat, he's like, in the voice of someone with a speech disability, I'm Sawada. And naturally, that's going to make you go like, whoa, what a piece of work, won't it? で、転校してきた初日にうんこしたんだ。なんか学校でうんこするとかいうのは、小学生にとっては重罪だってのはあるじゃないですか。And on the first day he comes across to our school, he does a shit. And doing a shit at school is just like the worst crime when you're in elementary school, right? ダンボール箱とかがあって、その中に沢田を入れて、全部ぐるぐるにガムテープで貼って、空気穴みたいなの開けて笑い。おい沢田大丈夫かとか言うと、大丈夫とか言ってんの笑い。So there was this cardboard box, so he put Sawada in and then wrapped it up in tape, put in a few air holes, laughs. Then we're asking him like, you alright in there, Sawada? And he's like, I'm okay, laughs. そこに黒板消しとかで毒ガス攻撃だってパタパタやって。Then we got out like some blackboard dusters and we say to him,It's a poison gas attack! We start whacking it around. しばらくほっといたりして、時間減ってくると、何にも反応しなくなったりとかして、やばいね、どうしようか、とか言って。
Then we kind of leave him for a bit, and after a while, there's no response. So we start saying, Yikes, what should we do now?
じゃあ、ここでガムテープだけ外して、部屋のそばから見てよ。
So we say, okay, let's take off the tape and watch from the side of the room.
外してみたらいきなりバリバリ出てきて、なんて言ってのかな。なんかすごく面白いことを言ったんですよ。超わけわかんない。お母さんとかなんか、そんなことを言ったんですよ。笑い。それでみんな大爆笑とかしたりして。
And we take off the tape, and all of a sudden there's like this rip, 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 and then, what was it he said? I tell you, he said something really hilarious, some weird-ass thing like, Mommy, or something. You know, something like that, laughs. And I tell you, we just started laughing our asses off. And then the next section is from 高校時代, so during high school.
ジャージになるとみんな脱がしてさ。でも、チンポを出すことなんて別にこいつにとって何でもないことだからさ。チンポを出したままうろうろしてるんだけど。
As for jerseys, we'd make him get his gear off, but this fucker just didn't give a shit about having his dick out one bit. He's just fidgeting around with his dick swinging.
だけど、こいつチンポがでかくてさ。小学校の時からそうなんだけど、高校ぐらいになるともうさらにでかさが増しててさ、笑い。女の子とか反応するんじゃないですか。
But I tell you, this fucker has this big old cock right from elementary school on, so by high school it just got bigger and bigger, and you know, that gets the girls going, right?
だからみんなわざと脱がしてさ、廊下とか歩かせたりして。
So everyone was just getting him naked on purpose and making him walk down the corridors.
でももう僕個人的には澤田のファンだから、ちょっとそういうのはないなって思ってたのね。
But you know, I'm like a Sawada's biggest fan, so I'm like, that's not where it's at.
というか、笑ってたんだけど、ちょっと引いてる部分もあって、というか、そういうのをやるのは大概珍しいやつっていうか、外から来たやつとかだから。
Or I don't know, I was laughing, but also part of me was pulling back, that sort of thing.People like that are pretty rare. I guess it was like he was someone who had come in from outside and all that.
こういう障害がある人とかっていうのは、なぜか図書室にたまるんですよ。
But you know these people with disabilities, for some reason they just seem to accumulate at the library.
図書室っていうのがもう一大テーマパークって感じで、笑い。しかもうちの学年だけじゃなくて、全学年のそういうやつのなぜかよりどころになってて、きっと逃げ場所なんだけど。
So the library was kind of like a big old theme park, and not just for my year, but for people like that from every year level, like it was their safe place, like the place they could escape to.
なんかためにそういうのをみんなで見に行こう。休み時間は何やってんのかとか言ってさ。そういうのを好きなのは僕とかを含めて3、4人ぐらい。
So every now and then we would be like, let's go down and watch them. I wonder what they're doing for lunch break. There was like 3 or 4 of us who were into that. Personally, I think it's pretty natural that the Olympics has chosen to, you know, force him out from the proceedings. They are an organization that is...meant to be based on inclusiveness, and they have the Paralympics, and they're trying to get everyone involved, including people with a disability. So, I don't know. I think it's fairly natural. The other question for me is, should we all still be listening to his music or not? I don't know what the answer is, but I think it's worth us all being aware of, you know, what he said. Okay, so if this is of interest, deep dives into Japanese culture and language, hit subscribe, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you.